97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present The Art of Potential, an illuminating talk show dedicated to getting your community educated, hired, and inspired. The Art of Potential combines real-world knowledge and expertise aimed at helping our community reach their full potential. Now, The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. You are listening to The Art of Potential show. We have a very inspiring show in store for you today because I am talking to the wonderful Chris Rosati. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, thanks for having me.
We are so glad you are here. Chris is a bit of a local celebrity, so you may have heard about him. He is a gentleman who has ALS and decided one day, I want to know how this happened. One day you were driving down the road and you saw a Krispy Kreme donut and you thought...
I was not long after I'd been diagnosed and learned I was going to die. I was driving home and passed a convenience store, and there was a Krispy Kreme truck. And I really just had the instant wish to steal it. And there wasn't a whole lot of thought at that point.
Pure inspiration.
I think what happened in hindsight is... I learned I was going to die.
Right.
And I very much wanted to feel alive.
Yes.
And the other thing was I had made so many people cry. And I thought this would be a way to make them laugh. And that was kind of it. I didn't think much about it until... I went home and told my wife, and she said, can you try to do it in a legal way first? But that was the initial idea.
It's so interesting how the brain works, to your point. It's kind of like, I know that I'm going to die. I really want to feel alive, and I want to make people happy.
Yeah, I didn't think that at the moment,
right.
But in hindsight, I thought that would be, and in my head, you know, I knew how it ended. It ended with a low-speed chase on I-40 with the helicopter news following me.
Okay.
And I had five or six police cars. And they zoomed in, and there I was behind the wheel with chocolate glaze all over my face, and I was smiling, and people were honking, and that image, I thought if it came to fruition, would make a lot of people laugh. And I intended to pay for all the donuts everything.
Very good. So it turns out, though, that you didn't actually have to go and steal the Krispy Kreme donut truck. What happened is actually pretty remarkable. How did it go down?
Well, I spoke to my old high school October 30th, Durham Academy. And in that talk, I told the kids in part... I told them about the desire to steal a Krispy Kreme truck. I can't remember the context, but it actually fit in. But my talk was pretty much unscripted, so I was winging it. But I'd also told the kids that one reason I'm able to stay more positive than negative is because one of the things I've done well in my life is try to live out my dreams and try to help those less fortunate. And 5 days after that talk, I got an email two emails from two kids, and they told me they were still thinking about what I said. That was on a Monday. And it dawned on me, you can't tell these kids the importance of crying.
Right.
And then not try to get their truck.
Right.
So,
especially with teenagers, you know, they're a tough audience. You cannot say any, they have very strong BS meters.
Absolutely.
And it's like, if you want me to be impressed with you, you better have walked the walk.
And Tuesday morning, I created a Facebook page. And what happened was a lot of those kids wind up finding out about the page. By 3 p.m. Through LinkedIn, I found the social media person at Krispy Kreme. And at 5 o'clock, I got an email saying, we know who you are.
Oh, wow.
We know what you want to do. Can we talk in the morning? And ever since then, they have been unbelievably kind. And they gave me the bus.
They gave you a bus. I know, you didn't even have a truck. You had a bus, and that is a nice looking bus.
A fully restored 1956 bus. Inside of it, it looks like a mini donut shop. And we made a lot of stops that day, but the one that really, they were all great. But going back to Durham Academy,
yeah,
and seeing those kids' faces,
yeah,
it was like that SOB actually got a bus and 1,000 donuts. He made it happen, and that made me feel good because I could see in some of their eyes. Them wondering, I wonder what's possible.
Right.
You know?
Right.
In life. But I really wonder what is truly possible.
Right. So it totally blew their minds in a way, in a great way, to see you talk about it, you know, this kind of inspiration you had. And then here you come back. Not only is it coming to fruition, but better than even you could have imagined it at
absolutely,
the time.
Absolutely better than I could have ever imagined. And really, that talk was my life since that day I gave that talk has been far better than I ever could have imagine.
So it was a gift to you as well that you never could have foreseen. Yeah.
And the gifts keep on coming. There's too many to name, but I get to see the good in people.
Yep.
Every day. I sure wish I didn't have ALS.
So that, it brings an interesting question, because if you didn't have ALS, what would your path have been like? Would it have been similar? Or, like, I'm wondering if it, in and of itself, if it opened you up in ways that you wouldn't necessarily have opened up in other...
That's a really good question. I think, well, I know. I call myself a serial failed entrepreneur. At some point, I would have wound up in nonprofit.
Yes.
I always thought it would be after I built a company,
yep,
made money, and then just said, I'm going to be a philanthropist,
yep,
but I'm going to be involved.
Right.
I'm not just going to write checks.
Right.
But no, ALS is a saying, I wish I didn't have it, but
right,
my life in a lot of ways is so much better than it ever was before.
And I want to talk about that in our next segment. I also want to, Warren Buffett has a saying, which is, I think I'm going to attribute it to him. I don't know if he actually said it because I didn't hear him say it. But basically he said, money just makes people more of who they already are. So it's just, you know, it's a tool. But if you're already a kind and generous person, it just gives you the opportunity to amplify that aspect.
Yeah, I think some people, despite the coverage, would disagree with the kind and generous. But I think I was a good person, but right. I worried about a lot of stuff, the wrong stuff.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about worrying and living fearlessly. You're listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra, and you are listening to The Art of Potential Show. I have the wonderful Chris Rosati here with me today, and Chris has ALS, and we're going to be talking about worrying and living fearlessly. So, Chris, as we wrapped up the last segment, you said that you were worrying about a lot of stuff that didn't matter. Tell me about that.
Well, I think I was like most people. I worried about money.
Yes, most people.
Relationships. Yeah. Definitely my career.
Yep.
Everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are, at the time, seemed big. And I worried about all the small things, too. And one... We're all going to die.
Right.
When you find out, you realize how dumb worrying about some things is. What I worry about now is anything that can negatively impact the health or happiness of my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
And when I give my talk, I tell people, I told kids at East Chapel Hill and Colbreth and all the schools I spoke to, I'm 43. I'm going to die very soon.
Mm-hmm.
One question no one will ask me, but everyone wants the answer to is, have you looked back and do you have regrets? And it's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I did.
Yeah.
If I had to do it all over again, the only thing I would change in my life is I would worry less. That's it. I made a lot of mistakes.
Yep.
Lots of pain, just like everyone else. Wouldn't change it. Yep. The only thing I would do is I would worry less. And just, life is meant to be fun. Not without its dips and valleys. But it's meant to be fun.
A joyous experience.
That's it.
Yeah.
And now I worry about my kids.
Yeah.
But everything else, I couldn't care less.
Right.
I mean, it's a good way to live.
Well, it keeps it immediate, for one. I mean, if you turn on CNN or any news, it's not just CNN, but any news show, it gives you all these things to worry about. And if you get on Facebook or, you know, anything, you see all these other things to worry about. And there are a lot of global things to worry about. But to your point, what you keep in your immediate circle, and if you keep those, the joy there, it's almost like the other stuff can kind of take care of itself.
I think you're right. And there's a difference between caring
right.
and worrying.
Yes.
I care about a yeah. lot of things.
Right.
But I don't worry about a lot of them. And when you care, you feel pain when things are going badly overseas yes. or
right.
here in the U.S. But when you worry, you feel badly, and you're really doing yourself a lot of harm. Worrying is not good for you, too much of it.
Right.
And I want to be clear. I'm not saying don't worry.
Right.
Because you're not wired that way.
Right.
You're going to worry. But as a friend of mine once said, I want to get a bracelet that says WWRD. What would Rosati do? And another friend said, well, then you need a second bracelet that says, he'd say it. forget it. I think it's the radio correct
right.
word. But yeah, you're going to worry.
Yeah.
But when your time comes, you're going to realize that most things will resolve themselves, and you shouldn't have worried about a lot of them.
Well, so it's interesting to have you here. I did an interview a few weeks ago with a psychic medium. Her name is Sherry Dillard. She's out of Durham, but she... her whole thing is that she channels people who have crossed over. And she says when she channels, the thing that blows her away is so many people, the only regret they have is that they lived with fear. And she says it's amazed how many people had so much fear in their lives and wish they didn't, which, to your point, just wish they were happy. And I just can't help but to think about that right now as you're talking, because you're giving the same message. Granted, it's very different mediums, if you will, but worry is fear. I mean, really, that's the essence of it.
I lost my job, and I feared I would lose my home.
Yep.
I feared I would never work again.
Yes.
That, in hindsight, is real at the time.
Yes.
And ridiculous in hindsight. Most of your fears, your deepest fears, will never be realized. I heard a talk one time. A guy said, on December 7th, 1941, everyone in the U.S. knew for a fact the Japanese would not stop at Hawaii.
Right.
They would invade the West Coast. On September 12th of 2001, I knew bombs would be going off in this country every day.
Okay.
When the stock market crashed, everyone knew it was the end. Our worst fears are hardly ever, ever realized. And I'm sitting here with ALS saying that, but that's the almost part. Occasionally right. they are, but 99 times out of 100, they never happen.
So let me ask you this, and it's kind of an intense question, but do you have a fear of death?
It's a good question. I don't think I have a fear of death. I ain't looking forward to it.
Right. Fair enough.
What makes me cry, one of the things is what I'll miss And someone said, you're upset because you'll miss the good things in your daughter's lives.
Right.
And I said, no. Huh. What makes me upset is that I'll miss the tough times in my daughter's lives. As I get closer, I may fear death.
You can't say.
Yeah. Death is in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Death is always with me.
Yeah.
And we kind of acknowledge each other, and death says, I'm not here today for you.
Okay.
But a year ago, death was down the road.
Okay.
Now it's here, and pretty soon it'll be sitting next to
me. Right.
It's
interesting to me. I mean, that's just such a great visual. It's far away, but you can feel it getting closer.
Yeah.
Almost.
But it's not, it's hard to describe. It's not terrifying.
Right.
It's just, I have a lot to do in very little time.
Right.
And I will tell you and your listeners, that's a good way to live.
Yes.
Because we're all going to die. I have a pretty good idea of my time.
Right.
You don't.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And someone else once said, what's happening to me is a tragedy. And no.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed almost 4 years ago. What's a tragedy is the person listening to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Driving to work on Saturday, and they left their family at home.
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid they don't make it home. So many people say, oh, I'm going to do this. I just got to get my career in order.
Oh, totally.
I just got to get my income up.
Yes.
I'll spend time with the kids.
Right.
You don't know when your time is.
No.
Don't wait.
No, and that is wonderful advice. We're going to take a break on that note. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Chris Rosati. You're listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Hiemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Hiemstra, and I am talking with Chris Rosati. So, Chris, you have toured local schools around the area, and you've been telling kids your story. What message do you want them to have?
A couple of things. I don't ever want to tell someone how to live. I can only tell them what I've learned.
Yes.
And hopefully it maybe it impacts them. I talk about worrying less. And I talk about, as I look back on my life, I've done three things well.
Okay.
And because I've done these three things well, it makes it less difficult because I don't want to relive my life and change things. And the three things I've done well are, I have loved very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
People, causes, pets.
Right. Well, love gives meaning. I mean, it really gives meaning to our lives. And when you love deeply, you have a very meaningful experience.
And again, you open yourself up to pain.
Right. This is true.
But loving deeply, definitely had worked out. I've had some, I have more great friends.
Wow.
And I'll define that as, who do you not want to call when you find out you have ALS?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you not want to just, you know, it's going to crush them? I have more people care about me than anyone I know. And it was before I had ALS. Right. I had these people.
Yes.
It's not a sympathy love. But
no.
Loving deeply, I made relationships. And so the second thing is I've lived fully. I mean, I've traveled, and I tell people I've laughed a whole lot. my friends are really funny.
That's good.
But they're good people. I mean, really good. And we've laughed in Garden Lake and mm-hmm. mountains and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So loving deeply led to living fully.
Yep. It's interesting how those two are connected.
They are. Yep. Only in, as Steve Jobs said, only looking back can you connect the dots.
Uh-uh.
You can't do it looking forward.
Yep.
And the third thing I've done well, which I mentioned, is I've tried and I've failed more than I've succeeded with business. And,
mm-hmm.
And I've tried to help people. And that's made me a better person. And the weird thing is, talking about connecting dots, I now run a nonprofit. And we need some luck, but our model, what we're doing as a company, is going to work. Uh-huh. And the reason it is because I know so much from failing all those other times.
Isn't
really,
that crazy? Yeah.
And when I failed before, I thought, well, this stinks.
Uh-huh.
And in hindsight, I learned everything I need to know to build Inspire Media. And the only way, you couldn't have taught me in business school.
Right.
You couldn't have taught me in a book.
Right.
I had to live it.
Yep.
I had to try it, and I had to fail. And I don't regret doing that.
No, but as you mentioned, in hindsight, you can connect the dots, and you can see, well, this taught me this, which is so important here, which I never would have known. That is really cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Inspire Media and what you're doing with that?
Yeah, I became intrigued by the power of video.
Mm-hmm.
Last spring, when a friend of mine, Scott McVay, did a video for us without really us asking. He just thought it would be something nice to do. And I was so intrigued by it. For the first time, I knew I wanted to have a nonprofit. I didn't want an ALS one because there's good organizations
mm-hmm.
helping fight ALS.
Right.
I wanted to do something. It was the entrepreneur, or something different.
Something that you defined.
And it dawned on me, well, why don't I just have people who want to do something for the greater good share their ideas with me. And if we can create, if we can envision
mm-hmm.
a viral video of someone doing something good, then we want to fund it and make it happen and produce that video. So Inspire Media Network, we do is we share inspiring stories, but really what we do is we make inspiring stories happen. When I spoke to all those schools, I couldn't believe how many kids came up to me and said, I want to do something. I just don't know what. And we want to show them what they can do.
Yep.
And we're doing elementary, middle, high school.
Yep.
The cool thing about high school students is, though, they are starting to hear, you can't do that.
Right.
You can't get into that college.
Right.
You can't become that profession.
Right.
And I want to at least have them question, are you sure?
Right.
Because if they come to us with an idea and say, I know you can't do this, but it'd be cool if we could.
Right.
And we make it happen. Those kids, you know, they start to wonder.
They do.
What can I do? It comes back to that. So that's what we do. People come to us and say, I have a cool way to give back or raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And if we like it, we'll make it happen.
What a great concept. It is such a great concept. And I actually want to comment on the high school piece because this is something very close to my heart because I work at East as a counselor. And you're absolutely right about the high school students. You know, they're starting, part of it is they're going through the college application process and they're getting rejection letters and they're seeing some of that. And some of them have the fear, you know, there's so much worry about it. And I'm so glad you talked about the worry. And there's so much fear about it. And it's not just from them. It's from their parents, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, oh, my gosh, if I don't go to a good school, somehow my whole life is going to just end.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a very Chapel Hill thing. I just want to say that. I love my community, but it really is. And, you know, so many great kids are being defined in such small boxes where there's so much potential if you just look around. So I'm really, really happy you brought that up.
Well, I'll tell you, one a student said, I'm going off to college.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for me?
Oh, great.
And I said, I looked at the principal and said, I'm going to be honest here. Go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get kicked out.
Right.
Don't flunk out. But what you do in college, 9 times out of 10, academically, where you go has nothing to do with who you become
right.
as a person.
Right.
You know, if you go to your third choice or fourth choice,
right.
have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Your life will not at all be defined by where you go to college. Sam Wall, the founder of Walmart,
yep,
did not go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple and several other companies, actually dropped out of college.
Yep.
I'm not saying don't go because right. it's a wonderful time, but don't worry so much about where you go or getting a B instead of an A. And that is something so, in hindsight, so ridiculously small
mm-hmm.
that you will regret worrying about it.
That's very well said. And I think Richard Branson is another person who I follow on Twitter. I think he's funny sometimes. But he didn't even finish high school. And to your point, the bigger regret I think that people might have is not listening to who they are instead of trying to fit who they are into a mold that doesn't necessarily fit them.
College will open doors for you.
Yeah.
I poke fun at myself, but I've had some decent success career-wise. I can't tell you what my GPA in college was. I know what my major was because
well, that's good.
And I just kept taking classes. And that's the other thing I told this young man. Take all sorts of different classes because it may be the last time you ever get chance. So if you want to be a business major but you like the fine arts, take, I don't care if the college says you only need one.
Right.
Take five.
Yep. Because to your point, you won't have that chance.
And so I did that, except I didn't care what they told me I had to learn to get the diploma. So at the time, you needed 120 credit hours to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I had 147 and no diploma, and I was done. I said, time to go get a job. Got a job, did well. My parents said, do you think you could go get that diploma?
Right.
So I called and found out I needed three consecutive semesters of a foreign language.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Chris about how you can get involved. You are listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with The Art of Potential, and I have with me Chris Rosati, who's going to tell you about a big event.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're talking about me going and talking to the schools, and what Inspire Media did was we invited students to tell us their biggest idea for the greater good. We picked eight of them.
Eight ideas.
And in the last month, we have done them and filmed them.
Wow!
On Sunday, August 3rd at 4 o'clock at Carolina Theater, we are premiering those videos.
Wow!
It's a red carpet Hollywood style. I mean, family fun.
Yep.
Free event. If your listeners go to inspiremedianetwork.org, they'll be able to get tickets. I think it's going to be the most inspiring night of the whole year.
I can't wait to go. I am so excited to go. And you can get there on that on inspiremedianetwork.org.
Yep.
And you can also go to the Art of Potential show, and I will have a link on my website as well to it.
Yes. So. I haven't actually seen the videos.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't want to.
Okay.
Because
so
I
want
to see them with everyone else.
Okay.
But it's going to be, again, family friendly. I definitely owe a thanks to Krispy Kreme, who stepped up to sponsor it.
You must passionately love Krispy Kreme at this point in your life.
I do. I have a closer connection than ever. But they've been good, very good, and for the right reasons.
Right.
They didn't want publicity. They just thought, you're doing something good.
And we want to be part of it.
We want to be part of it. But definitely come out next Sunday if you can.
All right. So you heard that, folks. August 3rd, 4 o'clock, Carolina Theater. You can get tickets at
InspireMediaNetwork.org or on your page.
Yep, you can go to the Art of Potential, and we will have a link there as well. Thank you for listening. This has been the Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra and my guest, Chris Rosati.